on demand. Here's the morning show highlight clip of the day.
Hi, I'm Michelle from Bel Air. Am I a bad mom for giving my kids melatonin gummies when my boyfriend stays over?
I mean, a girl's got to do what a girl's got to do.
You're the worst mom ever!
You ruined my life.
That's probably not true.
It's the Kramer and Jess Parent Panel on Mix 106.5.
Y'all, welcome to the Parent Panel. If you haven't done one of these with us before, Jess, what is this?
Parents call into the show and they share a situation that they're going through where someone in their life has called them a bad parent. And we just kind of take a step back and see how we got there in the first place.
Wait, so what's up with these gummies? What's happening?
I'm a divorced mom of two kids, 6 and 8, yeah. And I am finally getting back to dating for the first time since I got divorced. And we have not gotten a lot of alone time. Uh-huh. The kids are kind of full time at this point. So the nights when my boyfriend comes over, I started giving the kids these melatonin gummies before they go lay down, and that way they actually stay asleep once they go to sleep, like once, maybe twice a week.
Okay.
It's very infrequent that we get the twice a week, and I am giving them their correct dosage. It's the children's melatonin that they sell in the children's section, so
okay,
don't anybody worry about me like giving too much or anything. But, you know, like, honestly, a lot of parents are using melatonin.
Sure.
So,
but you're only using it on the nights he's spending the night.
Yeah, because if I don't, my kids come downstairs 15 times and they want snacks. They want water. They want, I don't know, help with homework. They just suddenly remembered at 10 o'clock at night. They get scared still because they're 6 and 8, you know?
Is this a situation where you don't want him to meet them yet?
No, it's too soon for them to meet. I have not introduced them or anything, and that's the reason I do this. They can't find out because it's going to be too much to explain to them.
Mm. Yeah, so this is like your way of trying to like separate church and state.
Yeah, okay. I just want one night a week where I can feel like an adult woman again, where I don't have to be a mom the whole time and I can actually enjoy myself. Because my ex-husband does not take them overnight right now. He works nights. There's no way he's ever taking them at night, and I just can't find and afford an overnight sitter. They're kind of expensive.
So your solution is to basically melatonin them to the point. And it works. So far it's worked.
Yeah, it works. But the problem is my youngest went to his dad and told him, Mom gives us special gummies sometimes at night. And like, he lost it on me and told me that I'm basically drugging our children, which is ridiculous. He's saying I'm doing it just so I can have sex. And like, maybe that's a little true, but like, let's be real here. You know, I'm giving it to them to help them sleep.
Yeah, no, I mean, to be fair, I take a children's melatonin to go to sleep, and it's marketed to kids. I mean, it is. It's a very small dosage of melatonin, so you're not wrong. I mean, it's what it's there to do. But
I'm sure his issue obviously is like with the situation because it's a sensitive thing, but does he also just not want them taking it like in general?
He's just upset because I did it when I was having someone over.
Okay, like the reasoning of it.
Nobody's out here judging my ex-husband or any other divorced dad for dating and wanting a sex life, you know?
No, okay, that's fair. That's a fair point. All right, well, let's talk about this. So Michelle is saying, listen, I've got the custody of my kids' nights, and the only way that I'm able to like have somewhat of a romantic life is if I make sure that my kids are like asleep, because like, you know, it's kind of hard to like do this dating life. So I'm trying to take a new approach here and just to have some separation between my dating life and my parent life. And I'm just trying to give my kids some melatonin to make sure they sleep through the night. My ex-husband found out that I'm doing this and thinks that I'm drugging my kid. Is that the wrong move? He thinks I'm a bad mom for doing it, but is it the wrong move?
I don't think you're wrong for wanting to have a dating life as a single mom. I do understand maybe the concern, though, because the point is so the kids don't see him because it's too soon.
Yeah.
And I think to put them in the situation of that possibly happening, I think that's my concern about it. That could be more damaging than you just giving them melatonin once a week.
And yeah, I understand that. And that's exactly why I give them the melatonin, because I've been lonely for years and I'm not being miserable anymore. I'm getting my affection and my adult time and I'm getting what I need.
I'll empathize with you for a second, because I understand how hard it is to date. I date without kids and I know it's hard enough to like scheduling. I can't imagine if you've got kids in your house and you've got to try to figure it out. I mean, I don't know how else you could do this. Let's get the parent panel on the phone. We need some parents. Who's up?
This is Jessica on 2 in Baltimore.
Jessica, is it the wrong thing to do, honestly?
Yeah, it is the wrong thing to do. I want to make my first point is that no one is shaming her for wanting to date or get back into the dating scene. And that doesn't seem that's what her ex-husband is doing. She's being shamed because she's giving her kids medication to sleep through the night so she can hang out with her boyfriend. There's a difference. Like, she's not being shamed for wanting to date again. It's the way that she's going about it. And I get that you want to have your alone time. I'm a mom too. Like, I cherish my night times when I can like just sit down and watch TV and do what I want. But you chose to be a parent, and part of being a parent is that you lose out on your own time. Mm-hmm. So the fact that you want to date, more power to you. Please get back into the dating scene. But having him come to your house when you're not even ready for them to meet is also risky in itself, because what if the melatonin one night just stops working?
Yeah.
Like, and it doesn't make them fall asleep and they come downstairs and he's there. Then what are you going to do?
Well,
like,
so what is she supposed to do then? Just not have a guy over ever she's got custody at night all the time?
She has to make the sacrifice. She's a parent. That's part of being a parent, is making sacrifices. Sometimes you have to do things that you don't want to do, or sometimes you're going to miss out on things that you want to do that you can't do right now. And if she can't find a babysitter, then I don't think giving your kids melatonin is the answer, because you want a few like moments of peace and quiet so you could do whatever you want with your boyfriend.
Dang, okay.
Like, I feel like that's the problem, is like no one's shaming her, but it's the way that she's going about it that people are shaming her for, which I think is valid, because I would never give my kids melatonin to sleep through the night just because I want to have a little peace and quiet.
Hello. Like, all right. We hear you for that. 410-583-1065. Who's up, Jess?
This is Lauren on 1 in Perry Hall.
Lauren, do you agree with that? I mean, do you think it's the wrong thing to do?
I think it's the right choice for her. I've been a single mom for 13 years, and okay, I know what it's like to, you know, not have the other parent actually have parental duties.
Yeah.
You know, and it's lonely, and it's, you know, it's exhausting. And if she needs, for her mental health, to have some companionship, then I don't think it's a bad thing. She's not drugging them. It's melatonin. And if she's using the correct dosages, there's people who give that to their kids every single night.
Right, right, right.
You know?
So what do you say then? I mean, because, you know, we, like the last callers, I mean, even like Jess thinks this is like the wrong way to take it then, because
it does make me feel a little uncomfy. And I think it's mainly just putting her kids in the position for the chance of like seeing this stranger when she's not ready for them to see him either. So I just feel like it's putting her in a potential uncomfortable situation, and her kids too.
I understand that as well, but I think she's doing the best that she can to maintain her own sanity and have an actual life, you know.
Right.
And just because the father can't and won't take care of the kids at, you know, a time that would give her some, you know, ability to have a social life, I think she's taking the lesser of the evils in the fact that in 13 years, I've only ever introduced my children to one person I've ever dated.
Yeah, totally.
And you melatonin them the rest of the time, right? you just drugged them up.
I melatonin the rest of the time. But I think that's the lesser of the evil. Like, she's not introducing a bunch of men to her children's lives, which I think that would cause way more trauma than, you know, melatonin once a week. Like I said, there's people that give their kids melatonin every single night.
I feel like my kids have been melatonin every night. If I was a parent, man, my kids would be constantly melatonin. Like, that's it. No option. Thank you for calling us. Who's up, Jess?
This is Teresa on 3 in Baltimore.
Teresa, we'll give you the final vote. Is she doing the wrong thing here? You know, she's saying, like, listen, I want to have a...
she's not.
Go ahead. Tell
them. She is
Tell them.
People who have not been a single parent, 24/7, do not get it. And I almost guarantee you this woman is also working a full-time job.
Yo.
So,
yeah.
If the father of her children has an issue with it, his 2 days off a week, he can come get his kids.
Ooh,
or
wow.
He can find another job that lets him be a 50-50 parent.
Yo, if you don't like the way they're sleeping.
We need to stop minimizing the mental health of mothers, and we need to stop acting like mothers have to give up literally everything in their life for their kids, especially when their ex-husbands are not stepping up to the plate.
Damn, there we go.
It doesn't matter what this woman is doing. One night a week, first off, her kids need to sleep. It's going to be better for them. And second off, she's going to be a better mother because she's going to have a break.
Okay. We hear
my
that.
4-year-old got melatonin for a year almost every night simply because of the fact he would not stay in bed. And that was doctor recommended.
Yeah.
That was totally on board by his pediatrician.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. We hear you on that. So, I mean, Michelle, it sounds like, honestly, it sounds like most parents are saying that, like, it's fine. You're doing, like, the right thing here, honestly. So does that make you feel
good? Because I feel like my ex is being ridiculous and I'm going to have to let him know that, you know, obviously he's the one being outlandish right now because, I mean, come on. I'm an adult woman. I have needs.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily.
And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars.
Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore.
And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.